This is GQDN for Thursday, May 8th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergyJet.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including Questworthy. It's good. If you do, put in the promo code Quest. That gets you 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some game releases coming. Got a little bit of Switch 2 stuff. And a little bit of Xbox news as well. But today, we begin with Push Square. Because Hideo Kojima is not planning to make a Death Stranding 3, but he might have a concept for it. So, Death Standing True on the beach is doing a big media push, along with a lot of outlets previewing the upcoming sequel. Now, there might be some DS2 spoilers below. Well, coming up here in a minute. Because he was doing a Q&A preview event, and here's where we get spoilery. In the sequel, Sam Porter Bridges and company will visit other regions within the world, and that includes Australia. And they'll be using the plate gate to travel large distances. Here's what Kojima said, quote, "If I use this plate concept, it would make endless sequels," end quote. But he did continue by saying that he does not have, quote, "any plans to do that," end quote. But he does have the concept for another sequel. But he did say, if he was going to pass it on, it might just happen. So if there is a Death Stranding 3, Kojima could pass that on to others. So, would you like to see Death Stranding 3? You can let me know at Joe Brahms on social media. Keep in mind, Death Stranding 2 does come out later this year. But there could be another game coming, maybe. Game Informer did say that a Stardew Valley creator said they might make a Stardew Valley 2. And the Stardew Valley creator, Eric Barone, got up on the Tiger Belly podcast, which was hosted by Bobby Lee, Borderlands Mad TV. And Eric Barone was talking about the sequel and possibilities. Quote, "I might eventually make a Stardew Valley 2, to be honest," end quote. Ow. Barone did also mention that he's continuing work on The Haunted Chocolatier, but he has not yet completed the music for the game yet, but he is thinking about making Stardew Valley 2. So we'll see what he comes up with. Haunted Chocolatier. What could also be interesting is a German publisher, NN Games, according to Pure Xbox, they need help, and they get up on X to try to get some help. Quote, at NN Games, "Xbox players, this is a no promises post, but just asking if we were to convert some of our games to Xbox, which ones would you be most interested in seeing? Basically just trying to ascertain which of our PlayStation Switch games and Xbox players would like to play. Thanks." So they need some help. So all you Xbox players, maybe you can help them out. We're going to stick with Xbox too, because one of the developers via Pure Xbox again did share some insight on why the physical releases are complex. Now, the Gamer Social Club did get a statement from Xbox saying that there was no minimum order quantity for the disc-based titles for the platforms. This is what they said, quote, "Xbox has no minimum order quantity for the physical media. Retailers, studios, and partners make their own decisions based on what they feel is best for the business and players. If a developer wants to make physical copies of their Xbox games, they should get in touch to learn how they get started." But that did lead to some confusion on why a lot of the developers, mainly the indies, did mention that they cannot make physical versions of their Xbox games. One of the developers did talk about this on social media. Now, that was Brock the Investigator at Cowcat Games. And they did say, quote, and this is a reply to Hezador Gaiman, Dragon of Dojima. Let's go to him first. Xbox has clarified fiscal minimum print requirements on Xbox. Quote, Xbox has no minimum order quantity for fiscal media retailers, studios, and partners to make their own decisions based on what they feel is best for the business and players. Brock replied, quote, true, I studied the possibility of doing a limited run of Brock on Xbox, but still too complex to handle it by myself. Xbox doesn't, but factories still have minimum requirements. Most publishers don't do Xbox physical because demand is low compared to other platforms. So, there would be that. Now we're going to switch this over to Nintendo. See what I did there? You see, Switch 2 did a little forecast on their predictions to hit 15 million consoles in sales in the first fiscal year. And Gadget.com was getting into that because some of the pre-sales was off the charts. And in the latest earnings report, the company did project sales of 15 million of Switch 2 units in the first year in sales, March 2026. Fewer than that, some analyst predictions, 16.8 million of 8 million consoles. That's what the analysts were saying. But Nintendo did not explain why the number is 15 million and how they came up with that. Now the Switch 2 sales did open up and a lot of the sites immediately sold out. We know that. And some of those pre-orders may not arrive until after the June 5th launch. But because of the delayed orders due to tariffs, the numbers were stemmed a bit. Now, if you think back to when the original Nintendo Switch came out, they sold over 150 million Switch consoles, which would include 17.79 million in the first 13 months. And the Switch 2, according to pre-orders, is pretty close to that. So what could you see there? Nintendo Everything says Hogwarts Legacy is confirmed to use the DLSS on the Nintendo Switch 2. Now, that would mark the second game for the console that is confirmed to mimicking the tech. And previously, the CD Projekt Red did share the same news about Cyberpunk 2077. So, what could indeed happen here? Well, if it's going to come with the DLSS, when the game is docked, you'll have 1440p, and the handheld mode will feature 1080p with HDR. A little bit high depth. And of course, not just the loading screens, but the frame rates too will be improved. So we shall see what happens with Hogwarts. Now, could Xbox be getting some backwards compatibility? According to Pure Xbox, that could happen. So last year, the Xbox team did dedicate some game preservation for some forward compatibility. But now there's an ad where you could read on the Microsoft website that would say that the principal software engineer job will involve some building. And that will be the next evolution Xbox game compatibility. And they'll be choosing a candidate to help to secure the future of the game preservation. Here's what they said, quote, your work will help identify and outline the specific requirements and security boundaries for protecting a game content, build scalable emulation solutions, and ensure a safe and fun gameplay experience for all players. Our technology solutions are a critical part of enabling the Xbox goal of allowing players to experience their games in any device. As a principal software engineer in Xbox, you'll coordinate across teams to define and implement the Xbox backward compatibility game security system to protect the game assets while improving experience for a customer. You will work with other experienced emulation engineers to deliver high-quality solutions that not only protect the game content, but also improve the experience of installing compatible games. You will be a key contributor to the technology solutions developed to emulate legacy games on modern platforms. So indeed, go see that. Now we go to the esports corner, because Esports Insider did say that Ninjas in Pajamas will team up with Socios.com just to boost some engagement. And that's what Ninjas in Pajamas did partner up with the Web3 sports app, socios.com, to boost the fan engagement. This collaboration would actually see NIP, Ninjas in Pajamas, enhance the fans' loyalty program called the Dojo, because they are integrating the socios.com tools in the Dojo to attempt to create more rewarding experience for the fan base. Now, Socios has been in esports for quite a few years now, and they have partnered with some of the European organization OG Esports in 2019, and some of the other teams like Heretics, Navi, Alliance, Vitality, MIBR, and Immortals. So we shall see what happens with that. Oh, you switch two people. Nintendo Live said that there's a new dock for the Switch 2 controllers. JSAUX did reveal a new Joy-Con charging dock, and this light-up standard will cost $36, and that will charge up to 4 Joy-Con 2 controllers at once. It also has a pretty nice light strip to it, too. Now, do note, they are offering up an early bird deal where you can get $10 off all the orders of $30 or more, $20 off orders over $50, and they'll be up until the launch date, June 5th. So that is indeed going to be a thing. So is this one for PlayStation users. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that there's a new limited edition PlayStation 5 DualSense controller that was announced, and that'll be $85 for the DualSense Edge variant, because it'll have Death Stranding 2 on the beach. That will be the variant to it. $85. There you go. Now, the pre-orders will go live May 22nd at 10 a.m. on both the PlayStation Direct and participating retailers, with the launch on June 26th. And that'll be the same day that Death Stranding 2 is scheduled to release. But Sony also said that the release date and availability may be varied because of the region. So there you go, $85 if you want a DualSense controller. But you gotta have a game to go with it. And Gadget said that Mafia, the Old Country, will arrive on August 8th, Mio. You don't want to make an enemy of the mob, because you do if you, you'll be slaughtered on PlayStation 5, the Xbox Series X and S, and on PC via Steam and NVIDIA GeForce Now. We'll find you right there, August 8th. So enjoy that. Enjoy that while you can.
Yeah, the game will come out August 8th on PlayStation 5, Xbox X and S, and PC. Yeah, sorry if I scared you. Anyway, this isn't scary at all. Well, scary good, maybe, because GamesRadar.com did say that a GameCube went up for $100,000 for auction, but it failed. But maybe it actually just might get there after all. It is a Space World GameCube, and the user Filler Up did try to sell it for $100,000. Well, that failed. Right now, at the time of the writing of the article, it is $525. They tried. They tried. They failed. That's all right. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.